Praise the Lord. God is good. And all the time. Yeah, it's not the boys that are to be blamed. Praise the Lord. But if you are here next Sunday and you are not here the other one, they will forget about you. But welcome back. Mpulira nti obeera oyiriba.
I hear you people are always moving up and down looking for money.
Ngamba muonge. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. God is good. And all the time. Would you take some time and find out how your neighbor is doing?
Twala yakaseera ozule muliwana wa aliatia.
Neighbor, what are you
doing?
Because you are going to pray with them. You are going to pray with your neighbor. So find out how your neighbor is doing. Find out what needs they have. So that we can pray together. Praise the Lord. Auntie Juliet, you don't have a neighbor?
Auntie Juliet, go to inamuridwa nao.
I'll give you 2 minutes.
Ngenda kuwaida chikabiri.
Speak to your neighbor, please.
Yogera nemuridwa nao.
We are going to pray.
Kubanga tugenda sabira wamu.
Because we believe.
Kubanga tukiriza.
That if two or three shall agree on anything here on earth.
Nchababiri wabasatu wana kiriziganya kuchintu kusikuno.
It shall be done.
Ichindo china akolewa.
By our Father in heaven.
Nga mkama chitafe alimu guru.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God is good. And all the time. God is good. And that is His nature. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Well, today, we will share in the word together. But we are going to sit in ourselves. Praise the Lord. So another 3 minutes. Let's find somebody that we are going to sit with. Cells of 6 people. And don't sit with only the people that you know. Look for somebody you do not know very well. Praise the Lord. Give me permission to rearrange you. Praise the Lord. 6 people max. You can be 5, but not 7. Aunt Margaret, you need somebody to count for your group. 6 people max, ma'am. In your cell. In your cell. Share with each other. From one each person. One thing that made you happy last week. Get to know each other's names. And just share one thing that made you really happy last week. Or should we say this week? Okay. Yes, Penina, you be the first to start in that group.
Penina mukabonda kugwagenda okutandika.
Get to know each other.
Mumanyigane.
Do you have a cell with 5 people?
Tuina yakabondo nga koka ina abantu batano boka.
Oh, you are only 5.
Muli batano.
Okay, may God bless you. Please share quickly. My name is Eric Sempa. I am married. I have 4 children. Praise the Lord. I've been married for over 25
years.
What made me happy last week? Praise the Lord. Do we have a group where somebody has not yet shared?
Tuinayo akabondo konanga mulimu omuntu atanda bagabana atana kwa kocha yogera.
We give you 2 minutes.
Tugenda ba waida chika bidi. Uchibanga dalaja ali ngatanda bakuogera.
Praise the Lord.
Kama yebazibwe.
Last Sunday we talked about
Sunday we detwa yogera
the philosophy of Paul.
Kundoza ya Paulo.
On the Christian life.
Kubulamu bwo mukristai.
Praise the Lord.
Kama yebazibwe.
How many of you remember what we talked about? The philosophy of Paul on the Christian life. I'm not going to ask you to come and tell me what it is. I just want to know whether you still remember. So we have to recap. If you remember, lift up your hand. The philosophy of Paul. And how many of you are in the cell? In the cell. It seems like the people that went to the cell are the people that can remember. Praise the Lord. But we talked about what Paul thought about the Christian life. So that we may know ourselves. How we can handle the Christian life. First, we looked at the background of Paul. And what qualifies him to be an example to us. Praise the Lord. He wrote 13 of the Bible letters.
Yawandika ebaluwa 13 ezili mu Bible.
Praise the Lord. He met Christ.
Nasinkana Kristo.
He met the disciples.
Nasinkana abatume.
Even the apostles themselves.
Abatume.
Praise the Lord. And they endorsed his teaching. Praise the Lord. In one of the books that he writes, 1 Corinthians, he affirms the resurrection of Christ Jesus and says that even some of the people that were there witnesses to his resurrection were still living among them. And over the years, from the time that he wrote, his writings have been accepted by the church. Praise the Lord. His writings have been accepted by the church. And that's what he teaches. If you look at it very critically, what he writes about is what the Christian church follows. And for the Christian that wants to stand today and live by faith, even in the face of the things that are happening, the wars, the tragedies, the wrong teachings that are coming, the coming up of Islam. If as a Christian you are to stand, you have got to understand and apply the philosophy of Paul to your life and to the circumstances around you. Praise the Lord. So we said that Paul qualifies to speak to us. He qualifies to influence our thinking. Praise the Lord. And then we talked about what his philosophy was about Christ. Praise the Lord. Number one was Christ was the meaning of Paul's life.
Kristo yali omulamu gw'obulamu bwa Kristo bwa Paulo.
Praise the Lord. I believe that you discussed that in yourselves.
Nzikiriza nti mwachogerako mu bubondo bwamwe.
He was the meaning of his life.
Yali omulamwa
In Philippians chapter 3 and verse 7, Paul wrote and said, but what things were to me of gain, these I counted loss for Christ.
Paul awandikanagamba nti byali ebyomuwendo gye ndi nabifiirwa kuba Kristo.
Praise the Lord.
Kama ibazibwe.
And he saw his thinking was, there was nothing more important than Christ.
Tewali kintu ekyali kikulu okusinga Kristo.
That should be the same thinking that we have. As Christians, Christ is number one.
Christo, ya soka.
Is the Alpha, as we have been singing,
ya soka, nga utuze tuimba,
and the Omega.
Ida ya simba.
Praise the Lord. If you were to choose anything, the first choice would be choose Jesus. He writes still in the same book of Philippians chapter 3 now verse 8. I count it all loss. For the excellence of knowing Christ Jesus. My Lord. Praise the Lord. Now, this is not saying that you should give up everything. Some people have given up work. They say, I'm going to serve
Christ.
No, Christ is the preeminent. He's the number one. But the other things are also important. Family is important. Praise the Lord. Your work is important. Your study is very important. People are very important. Your nation is very important. Politics is very important. Praise the Lord. But if you are to compare them with Christ Jesus, they would be nothing compared to him. Praise the Lord. So, according to Paul, and according to Christians all over the years, Christ should be the meaning of our lives. Praise the Lord. When we leave this place, it should be the meaning. And those that teach in children's church say this. They teach them a certain acronym. Whatever they say, that when whatever you face in life, say to yourself WWJD. You have somebody from children's church, you learn this from children's church, or youth class, lift up your hand and tell us, what does WWJD mean? Yes, Rachel, you can tell us. Mrs. Lule.
Mumchala Lule tubulire. Chitegeza.
W is wood. J is, and D is WWJD. What would Jesus do?
Bufunze. Yes, chichi yandikoze.
Praise the Lord. So this morning, if Jesus was here, what would he do? If he was in your cell, what would he have done? And so forth, and so on. Jesus should be the meaning of our lives.
And
number two, we said, Christ was the message of Paul's ministry.
Christo, we wali ubaka obo bwereza bwa Paulo.
Praise the Lord.
Kama ibazibwe.
He preached
yabulira
Christ.
Yabulira Kristo.
He taught
Yasomesa
Christ.
Christo.
Actually, he says in 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 2,
Dalagama bakulinso sura yokubiri nyiru akubiri.
I am determined not to know anything among you except Christ and Him crucified. Praise the Lord. He was His message. In 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 5, he says, Paul says,
Paul agamba,
for we do not preach ourselves,
kubanga fete tuwebulira,
but Christ Jesus.
Naye tubulira ku Kristo Yesu.
Praise the Lord.
Kama ibazibwe.
We do not preach ourselves, but we preach Christ Jesus.
Tetuwebulirako, naye tubulira ku Kristo Yesu.
Then number three, we said, Christ was the pattern of Paul's life.
Kristo yali yali nsengeka ya Paulo.
Praise the Lord.
Kama yobazibwe.
Oba kyekyokulabirako.
Maybe an example.
Praise the Lord.
Kama yobazibwe.
Oba kyekyogoberera.
The things you follow. Mm-hmm. Pattern.
Who is your pattern?
Okay. Ani gwolabirako.
Is it a certain TikToker?
Ogwolabirako yandibanga omuko yogwola nyo gwoyagala nyo ku TikToko.
Is it a certain pastor?
Oba omusumba omu.
I have been with some young people.
Badeko na bavubuka.
And when they talk.
Nina babogera.
And move.
Nibatambula.
And pray.
Ngabasaba.
You see their pastor.
Osolo kumanya musumba wabwe.
You hear their pastor.
Ohulira musumba wabwe.
Praise the Lord.
Kama ibazibwe.
But
na ye
Christ
Christo
was the person that Paul was following.
Ye yali omuntu Paul gwe yali agoberera.
He wanted to be like him.
Yali ayagala kuberanga ye.
Praise the Lord.
Kama ibazibwe.
He wanted to love like Christ loved.
Yali ayagala ayagalenga Christo bwe yayagala.
Christ was his standard.
Christo yali omusingi gwe yali ayimiriddeko.
Praise the Lord.
Kama ibazibwe.
He was his standard.
Yali
his example. And so,
Norwecho,
he says certain things about him. He says in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 1-2. Therefore, be imitators of God, dear children. And walk in love as Christ also loved us.
So
it was like saying, I want to be like him, you be like him. Walk in love like he walked, like he loved us.
Mutambulire mukwagala nga ye bwe yatwagala.
Philippians chapter 2 and verse 5, then he says,
aba Filipi esule yokubiyonyirwa kutano awagamba,
let this mind be in you,
lekendoza yebere mumwe,
which was also in Christ.
Lekendoza yemwe yali mu Kristo.
So if we are to follow the philosophy of Paul on Christ Jesus,
nolwecho tubanga tunagoberera endoza ya Paulo ku Kristo Yesu,
then we are to let the mind of Christ be our mind.
I want not to we know kukiriza endoza ya Kristo ebere endoza ya fe.
Praise the Lord.
Mukama yebazibwe.
Christ
Kristo,
according to what we shared last Sunday, was the hope of Paul's future.
Okusinzira ku bitugabanyeko Sunday wedde yali esuubi erya Yesu.
Praise the Lord. He was the hope of Paul's future.
Yali esuubi ly'ebiseera by'omaaso bya Paulo.
Whether he died or lived in Christ,
Paul
believed that it was gain. He hoped in Christ. Even when he thought about death, he said, I have a desire to depart and be with Christ. Then he said, which is far better?
Nabuuza yibanna ekyo ekisingaawo.
Teyabuuza. yagamba kyekisingaonno
kino kyekisinga
Philippians chapter 1 and verse 23
abafilipi esula esooka olunyiri wa 23
I have a desire to depart and be with Christ
njayano okugenda mbere ne Kristo.
And then he says to be with Christ is better.
Nagamba okubeera ne Kristo kyekisinga.
So even beyond the things in the near future.
N'olwekyo n'okusukuluma kw'ebyo ebintu ebijja mu biseera ebitali byawala.
This near future. Even when he thought about the future eternity.
Nibwe yalowooza ku biseera by'omumaaso ebiseera ebitaggwaawo.
His hope.
Esuubi lye.
Was Christ.
Yali mu Kristo.
Would you speak to your neighbor and tell them hope in Christ?
Bulira mwana omugambe ebeera n'essuubi mu Kristo.
Hallelujah. Put your hope in Jesus.
Teeka essuubi lyo.
For this life.
Kuba obulamu buno.
For your children.
Kuba obulamu buno ku lw'abaana bo.
For their school fees.
Kuba ssente za fees.
But even for the life to come.
Nene ne ku lw'obulamu obujja.
Paul said we face death every day.
Pawulo agamba nti bino tubyeŋŋanga bulijjo.
But we do not despair.
Naye tetugwa mu maanyi.
Why did he not despair?
Lwaki yagwanga mu maanyi?
Because he had Christ with him.
Kubanga yabeeranga ne Kristo.
Do we have somebody here who is facing death?
Tuyina omuntu anonga atunulidde obwenyi bw'atunuliza kufa.
You are sick.
Oli mulwadde.
You don't know about tomorrow.
Tomanyi ku byankya.
Praise the Lord.
Kama ibazibwe.
But with Christ Jesus.
Nene Kristo ngoli ne Kristo Yesu.
You know about tomorrow.
Omanyi de dala kyekigendo bawenkya.
Hallelujah. Because even to die.
Kubanga nokufa.
To depart.
Okugenda.
Is to go and be with him.
Kitegeza kugenda kubera naye.
And Paul said.
Ita Paulo naagamba.
It was better.
Echo kisingawo.
I don't know whether he said it because he was being persecuted.
Simanyuba yachogera kuanga abisere bali pamuyiganya.
But I believe that even beyond persecution.
Naye nzikiriza nti n'okusukuluma kukuwiganyizibwa.
Paul was still enjoying the work that he was doing.
Paulo yachanyumirwa omulimu gwe yali akola.
That he thought.
N'alowooza.
It was better.
Kyali kisinga.
To be with Christ.
Okubeera ne Kristo.
He writes and says.
Awandika n'agamba.
I have fought the good fight.
Nduanye olutalo olulungi.
I have finished the race.
Era olugo.
I have kept the faith.
Ngumi obutu obwo.
Then he says, therefore there is laid for me.
Awonagamba nti nolwecho
a crown.
Waluo namulondo wange jebalambise.
Praise the Lord. Engule.
Engule.
It is there is laid for me a crown of righteousness.
Esimbidwa olwo okukola obutuukirivu.
His eyes were always on the future.
Amaaso ge gali gatunudde ebiseera by'omumaaso.
What Christ would accomplish in him.
Ki Yesu kye yali asobola okumaliriza mu ye.
I believe that for the Christian.
Enazikiriza nti eri mukristaayo.
As we think about the future.
Nga tuluza ku biseera by'omumaaso.
We become very hopeful.
Tutandika okubeera n'essuubi.
Because there is no loss.
Kubanga teri kufiirwa.
For the Christian.
Eri omukristaayo.
For the one that believes in Christ Jesus, there is no loss.
Eriyo yakiriza Yesu Kristo tewali yo losi.
When you stay,
bosigala,
it is gain.
Kukufuna.
If you go,
bobogenze,
it is good.
Era kirungi.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Kama ibazibwe.
Only thing is that we don't know where we are going.
Lwakuba nti tumanje tulaga.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But Christ has told us somehow.
Ne Kristo akeza kutuulira.
He has given us hints of where we go.
Atwadde yoko akatono tono okutegeera je tulaga.
Paul says here there is a crown of righteousness for him.
Paul agamba wanonti waliyo engule yobutukirivu.
He says that if he goes he's going to be with Christ.
Those
are hints of what is there.
Hagina kule ne Kristo. Ile kisoro okulaga kiriyo.
Yesu jali.
Christ is there.
Engule jeri.
The crown is there.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And then he says somewhere in the Gospels Christ also said,
"Irana wanda nayogera mu byawandikibwe bilala.
If I don't go,
Kristo nagamba nti basigenze.
I will not go and prepare for you.
Nyinzo utasola kubateekateekera.
What I have to prepare for you.
Bintekeddo bateekateekera.
But I want you to know,
nenjagala mumanye.
In my father's house,
nti mu nyumba ya kitange.
There are many
waliyo
mansions
wali ebisenge binji.
Praise the Lord.
Kama ibazibwe.
So he tells us,
era tubulira,
if you want to gather these things,
bobangwe galo kunganya bintu bino,
as you do a survey of the Bible you can begin to know what is there.
Bobawe kanyiza mu Bible bulungi osobola okutegeera ki ekigenda okuba,
though not fully.
Uyinza obutabitegeera byonna.
Praise the Lord.
Kama ibazibwe.
Praise the Lord. So those are the three things, the four things, what that Paul thought about Christ. I know there are many, but we talked about four. Praise the Lord. So now I'm going to ask you another a question again. Do you remember the things we talked about last Sunday? If you remember, put up your hand. I've just reminded you. If you are following me now, you remember. Praise the Lord. Now take 5 minutes in yourself. Praise the Lord. And from the four, talk about one that for you is very interesting. Praise the Lord. Cell time. Who is your cell leader?
Jane.
Who is your cell leader there? Ariwa. Okay. This cell does not have a leader. How many of you are like five people? Five people or six? Members, I want you to go and join a cell. Each one of you. A cell of your choosing. When I one cell where you will go and enjoy yourself. I'm also going to go and join a cell. Our 5 minutes are almost done. If they are not, Uganda muonge, sawa za fezigena kugwayo.
Wanji.
Our 5 minutes are almost done. I hope that you are in the right direction. You are discussing the right thing. Praise the Lord. In my cell, we have chosen to discuss the fact that Paul was the meaning of Christ. Christ was the meaning of Paul's life. One of the examples was he was even willing to die but never gave up preaching Christ. So you can continue, but we are just giving you some direction. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We are concluding. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, members. God is good. And all the time. God is good and that is His nature. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The last month, a period of 1 month, the ladies were sharing with us. We got so excited because you ably did it. Praise the Lord. Let's give them a hand clap. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And as I've been watching, I've also seen that the ladies are really participating. Praise the Lord. I would like to give an opportunity to one group. You choose one person to come and share with us what you have shared, the highlights of what you have shared. Praise the Lord. So we have the group there, they have put up their hands. Have you chosen somebody? Let's give a hand clap. You have chosen already. Praise the Lord. Let's give a hand clap as she comes. You like to share from down there or you coming up?
Praise God. In our group,
okay,
group here, God as our center.
We were talking to Tode Togeda Kukristonga.
As we have been sharing, if we go somewhere within like a community, people can divine us like ntia ono muntu.
And is if we go to any community, people can look at us and tell indeed that this character of this person is picked from the character of Christ himself.
And netogela ku like in some places oyinzobea nola womuntu ngasudo mwana we. Then you ask yourself, racha sudo mwana, that person is bad. But then if God was, okay, let me say, if it was Jesus, what would Jesus do?
And quite often we see people, for example, someone has dropped, maybe abandoned the child, and you rebuke the other person for abandoning one. But again, you'd ask yourself, what would Jesus Christ have done in this situation?
So, before judging somebody, what would Jesus do?
And before we judge anyone, we need to ask ourselves what Jesus would do if he was here.
And the other thing also I've covered, Katondanga patana wafe, then we also talked about, let me say, an angle. We have, on an angle we have, it's a straight line, but on a straight line we have right angles, obtuse, acute angles. So, if we are going somewhere, as Netugobeda Yesu, you see yourself, if Wobogobeda Yesu, Obela, or to say in a situation, get it difficult for you to, Obelo, Wobogobeda Yesu, there are some things you let Obiofulumia Ngabida Gant. Yeah, really, only 1 hour control, something like that.
Yeah.
Thank you, baby.
Yeah. And so if you are really using Christ as your example, as the pattern, then whatever you do and the things you produce, your output should depict Jesus as indeed your pattern.
Praise the Lord.
Come on, as well.
That was about last Sunday, by the way. So in the next 10 minutes, I want to introduce to you what we'll think about this week. What we are going to think about this week, the things we shall discuss in our cell meetings, still about the philosophy of Paul. We looked at what he thought about Christ. Now we want to look at what he thinks about grace. Praise the Lord. What does Paul think about grace? Our main text will be Ephesians chapter 2. And verse 8 to 9. Verse 8 says, for by grace you have been saved through faith. Walokolewa okuyita mu kukkiriza. And that is not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. Not of works, so that no one should boast. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8-9. Praise the Lord. Paul thought that salvation rested completely on the grace of God. Praise the Lord. Not on human merit. And in his thinking, these are the things that he thought that we shall encounter on later on as we go through the rest of what we need to talk about. The central truth of Paul's thinking.
The simple truth.
Central. On the fact that he believed that grace destroys boasting. Grace destroys boasting. It lifts the unworthy. Grace transforms the sinner and gives all glory to God. Let me say it again. The centrality of what we are thinking about. What Paul believed about grace is that grace destroys boasting. Grace lifts up the people that are unworthy. Grace transforms the sinner. And grace gives all glory to God. Praise the Lord. What is our aim of sharing these thoughts on grace by Paul? Why are we talking about what Paul thought about grace? Because we want to become reliant on faith alone. We want to be grateful. We want to be obedient and to worship God as we depend on his faith alone. At the end of our sharing, we should be humble in faith, grateful and obedient, and worshippers that depend on God's grace
alone.
If that happens to me, if it happens to you, then we'll have been successful in our sharing. You know, every human heart wants something to boast about. Even when you look from among us, some of us want to boast on morality.
Yeah,
we say we have not sinned. I'm not like them. Some of us want to boast on service. And I'm not saying that these things are bad, these things are very good. We need to be moral human beings that are doing what is right. We need to serve. Praise the Lord. And every human being who also sometimes wants to boast in the sacrifice they make. And so in church we say, give 1 million shillings. And when we have given the million shillings, we come back to God and say, God, I sacrificed. I gave my 1 million shillings as a seed. Now I want 20 million. That's some kind of boasting. We want to boast in sacrifice. We want to boast about our backgrounds. Some of us pastors, when we go for our pastors' meetings, there are like three things that we talk about. But some, most of them are about boasting. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Pastors. Praise the Lord. Reverends.
Reverend.
I am Reverend.
The Reverend.
Pastor.
Reverend Pastor.
Bishop.
Bishop.
Eric Semper.
Eric Semper.
I come from Namugongo.
Namugongo.
I lead a church. Over 1,000 people. Praised. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I am married with my very beautiful wife for over 25 years. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We have children. All of my children are now going to university. And I talk about myself. Things I've accomplished. Praise the Lord. My background. And people say,
wow.
This is a real bishop.
Bishop.
I wonder why they not make him metropolitan. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So we want to boast about our background. We boast about our discipline. And we boast about our religious seriousness. Praise the Lord. I fast. I wake up in the morning. Sawa mekaze tuzuku kamchala.
Zuku wako machamchala. How time do you wake up?
Sawa mwinda tuvera tusawa.
3 a.m. First we are already praying.
Gamba yee. Ono ya joku gobe mizimu.
This is the one that will cast away demons.
Ya joku jisobola.
This one will manage them.
Pastor Musivi.
Pastor is a good.
Pastor Musavi.
He's a good prayer warrior.
Aline kanisa nene.
He has a big church.
Avuge motoka nene.
He rides a big car.
Praise the Lord.
Kama iwazibwe.
But Paul.
Nihate Paulo.
Cuts through all of this pride with one word. Grace. I think that's why some of us don't want to hear about grace. It's because we want to boast. We want to show our power, our strength, our seriousness. And when grace comes, it tells us, it's all by grace. Without grace, you cannot be able to do it. So Paul cuts through it. And I believe the reason, one of the reasons why he was persecuted was his philosophy of on grace. People wanted works. People wanted to be seen for the things that they were doing. But here comes a man who says it's all by faith in Christ Jesus that you receive what you receive. And it's not your works, it's by grace. So no one should boast. And the boasters were unhappy. Praise the Lord. We have some people in this place that are boasters.
I pray a lot. I fast a lot.
Serious.
I'm a very serious Christian. I wake up rarely. For you don't know me, I know a lot.
Praise the Lord. What does grace mean?
Ekisa kitegeeza ki?
Grace means that God acts in mercy.
Kitegeeza nti Mukama akolera mu kisa.
Towards those who cannot help themselves.
Akolera mu kusasira eri abo abatasobola kweyamba.
The weak.
Abanafu.
Find strength.
Basanga obuvumu.
Because of grace.
Olw'ekisa.
Even Jesus, when he was going, I believe he pointed to grace.
Ne Yesu yali agenda nzikiriza yatunira kisa.
He says, I'm going away.
Nagamba ngenda.
If I don't go,
bwemba sigenze,
I will not send you another helper.
Sijja baweereza muyambi mulala.
But if I go,
naye bwengenda,
the helper will come.
Omuyambi ajja kujja.
All of us
fenna
have needed help from God.
Twetaze obuyambi okuva eri Mukama.
Paul talks about the grace of God upon his life.
Paul ayogera ku kisa kya Mukama eri obulamu bwe.
But I also can talk about the grace of God upon my life.
Ninange nsobola okugira ku kisa kya Mukama okulu.
You also can talk about the grace of God upon your life.
Ogiriyemu nawe osobola okugira ku kisa kya Mukama eri obulamu
bwe. Everything we have done,
na buli kimu kye tukoze,
has been enabled by the grace of God.
Kisobosebwa olw'ekisa kya Mukama.
Even when we did not know,
ne twali nga tetumanyi,
that it was grace that enabled us.
Kyali kise kyatusobozesa.
Praise the Lord.
Kama ibazibwe.
If Christ was the center of Paul's life,
bukibanga Kristo yali yali enkulungo ya bulamu bwa Kristo.
If Christ was the center of Paul's life,
bukibanga Kristo yali enkulungo bulamu bwa Paulo,
grace was the foundation under his feet.
Awone ekisa yegwali omusingi wansi w'ebigere bye.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yesu yali enkulungo ye.
Jesus was the center.
Ekisanga gwe musingi gwakola ki?
And grace
kwayimirira.
Was the foundation of which is.
Nina febwetu bwetu ino kubera.
And that's how we should be.
So the question we need to ask ourselves is this.
Ekibuzo kyoleka kwebuza kiri nti.
Am I trusting in Christ?
Nesiga Kristo.
Or am I secretly trusting in my goodness?
Obanga wansi muli nesiga olulungi bwange.
My effort.
O amanyi gange.
My record.
My
religious identity.
Nengeri jenebeza mu dini yange.
So number one, Paul thought.
Kati kisoka Paulo yaloza.
That grace begins where human strength ends.
Nti ekisa kitandikira obusobozi bw'omuntu obukoma.
Please remember this next time so that we don't go through it again.
Atijikira kino mundi omala tuleme kuchiddamu nate.
What was Paul's philosophy on grace?
Paulo chichi yalaloza kuchisa.
Grace begins where human strength ends.
Yalaloza nti chisa chitandikira amanyi go muntu wega koma.
So he says in Ephesians chapter 2 verse 8.
Nolo chagamba mbefeso esulo yokwirinyirwa munana.
For by grace,
olwechisa,
you have been saved.
Mulokolebwa.
Si we bitandikira awo mukulokoka.
Is that why it begins in getting salvation?
When you have sinned,
boyonona,
it is grace that lifts you up.
Kisa kye kikusitula.
Through Christ Jesus, of course.
Kristo Yesu.
You remember Jesus is the center first. We talked about the center.
Yesu ye nkulungo, twagidde ku nkulungo.
When human strength fails,
bamanyi go muntu wegalemererwa,
and sin has come,
nechibinga
chize, and we are dead in our sins,
eranga tuli mu,
and we cannot save ourselves,
tuchasola kwerokola.
Praise the Lord.
Kama ibazibwe,
grace
echisa
comes in to save us,
chiingira one chituonya chitulokola.
As long as we still believe that we are strong,
kasatu banga tuchalowoza muli mfe tuli baamanyi,
and we can help ourselves,
ngatusola okwerokola,
we miss out on the grace of God.
Tusubwa ekisa kya Katonda.
Romans chapter 3 and verse 23.
Abaroomi esula abiri abusula yakusatu nyiri wabiri musatu.
Says all have sinned.
Ntiyabona bayonona.
And they have come short of the glory of God.
Era bali wansi ate batukiride ku kitibwa kya Mukama.
Hallelujah.
Kama yebazibwe.
Where there is sin,
awali ekibi,
we can't reach God.
Tebayinza kutuuka Mukama.
When we know we cannot reach God, then grace lifts up.
Wetumala okumanya nti sola kutuukira Katonda, ekisa ekyo kitusitula.
So according to Paul's belief about grace,
kati okusinziira ku ndowooza ya Paulo ku kisa,
beginning where human strength ends,
okutandikira amaanyi g'omuntu we gakoma,
we can say this,
tusobola okugamba bwe tuti,
salvation,
obulokozi,
is not first a human achievement.
Okusookera ddala si kintu ekifunibwa olw'ebikolwa by'omuntu.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We cannot humanly achieve salvation. It is a divine rescue. While we were helpless, still sinners, Christ came and died for us. By the way, it still goes on. Even now, while we are helpless and living in sin, when it happens, it is Christ that can save us.
Christo.
Praise the Lord. I don't know about you, but I know when I was a little younger. And I was in church, the church that I came from. We had a youth group. I've told some of you maybe the students what was happening in our group. So we went to Luero town. And as youth we were praying together. And there happened to be there somebody who was receiving prophecies. Praise the Lord. In talking about things that were happening in people's lives. I was seated next to a friend of mine who was called Bwaku.
Bwaku
Dennis.
Bwaku Dennis.
Praise the Lord. And I heard Dennis praying.
Dennis,
but that was also my prayer. Jesus.
Yes.
Don't expose me this time. Please. I'm stopping it today. I will never do it again. Yes, Nyamba,
help me.
Don't expose me. Because the guy who was prophesying was saying, there is a girl here at home. This is what happens. Come and repent. So we thought we were also going to be exposed. But my friend, we were born again. We loved Jesus. We had even gone for a mission. But we were still struggling with sin. Praise the Lord. It is the same even here today. There are those of us that need grace to overcome the struggles that we are going through. Praise the Lord. We have somebody here who is struggling with sin. Don't lift up your hand. Just lift it up in your heart. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. It is grace that will help you. You have come short of the glory of God. Grace begins where self-help collapses. We don't need polishing, we need saving. Praise the Lord. Until a person sees his helplessness, he will never truly value grace. We are helpless without grace. Lastly, for today, grace exposes the emptiness of self-righteousness. Praise the Lord. What is self-righteousness in Uganda? Somebody help us.
What is self-righteousness in Uganda?
Fuba. Eguru yempera fuba eguru yempera. Praise the Lord.
Come
on,
by the way.
Heaven is not a reward.
Eguru si kirabo oba si kintu kyofuna.
For our effort.
Olwokyo olw'ebyo byokoze olw'obukolo baabyo.
Heaven
eguru
is a free gift.
Kirabo kya bwereere.
And so grace, according to Paul's thinking, exposes the emptiness of trusting in our own strength for our salvation for help from God. Paul, in Philippians chapter 3, verse 4 to 9, counted his former religious gains as a loss for Christ. In Romans chapter 3 verse 24, he says we are freely justified by the grace of Christ Jesus. Praise the Lord. We are justified freely by God's grace.
And Paul
qualifies to say these things because once he trusted in his heritage. He was a Jew of the Jews. He was zealous about keeping the law. He was blameless before he met Christ. That's what he thought. But when he met Christ, he said, all of those things were nothing. Praise the Lord. He gave up his self-righteousness for the grace that is in Christ Jesus. And we ought to do the same. Self-righteousness is very dangerous because it makes a person feel spiritually rich while remaining spiritually bankrupt. Praise the Lord. I hear people arguing against Christ. And
they
say, Jesus is not the Son of God. I hear them on TV. Jesus never rose from the dead. And they talk about how many times they pray. And I look at them and say, this one is really bankrupt. Without Jesus, you may quote the verses of the Quran. You may quote the verses of the Old Testament. And of even the Gospels. But without Jesus, you are bankrupt. We are bankrupt. Praise the Lord. Self-righteousness is very dangerous. But as we talk about grace, we will not finish it all today. But as we talk about grace, let us remember this one thing. It is free to us, but it is not cheap. Sometimes when I talk about grace, people think, ah, he's saying that grace is cheap. No, it is free, but it's very costly. It costs the blood of Jesus. It costs the Son, the life of the Son of God. So we should not trample it underfoot. But we should also not refuse it. Because it is in God's own wisdom. He has decided to give us the grace. Praise the Lord. So there must be a balance. Respect the grace. Receive it fully. And live the Christian life. Getting our example from Paul. The person who truly understands grace cannot look down on others. Hallelujah. I think that's what Paul did. He did not look down on other people. Actually, in my cell, somebody quoted some of the things that Paul said. That Paul said, "Woe unto me,
Paul yagamba nti zinsanze nze,
who rescued me from this body. For the things that I want to do, I don't do. The things that I know I should do, I don't do. The things that I don't want to do, the bad things. Are the things that I do. Who will save me?" And then he ends up by saying, "But thanks to God through Christ Jesus, I can live the life." Praise the Lord. So the person who has understood grace, if we are to take away something today, as we go to live in our community, and we are going to live with our neighbors, praise the Lord, is that if we truly understand grace, we should not look down on others. That person knows that is also a data to the mercy of God. Praise the Lord. You have drunkards in your area. You have sinners in your area. Let's go and love them to Christ. Because we too were sinners. We could not save ourselves. But by the grace of God, we have been saved. We are now the children of God. Praise the Lord. For somebody in this place who does not know Christ Jesus, grace is here. Through Christ Jesus. Your sins can be forgiven. And as you continue to walk in weakness, Christ can continue to work on you to make you what he wants you to be. So this morning, receive the grace of God. Or this afternoon, receive the grace of God. Receive Christ Jesus as your Lord and Savior. And he will help you along the way. Maybe sometime you'll speak to him like we spoke to him as young people. Jesus,
yes,
don't expose me today. I still want to change. I know I will be there. In Jesus' name. May we pray. Would you like to receive Jesus? Would you like to receive the grace of God if you have not received His grace? Or maybe you are struggling with sin. You can still talk to him and receive his grace to help you overcome. In the name of Jesus. Speak to him. If you want to receive his grace, you want to receive Jesus, tell him, "Jesus, please come into my life. Be my Lord and my Savior. Forgive me my sins. Speak to the Lord in your own words. Father, we thank you and bless you. There is none like you. No one can touch our lives like you do. We could search for eternity long and find that there is nobody like you. We thank you for your grace in our lives. And we thank you for Christ, who is the center of our lives. Today, we come to you for grace. We are struggling with sin. We have sinned before you. But we ask for your mercy and grace. Forgive us. Strengthen us. Lift us up. Make us what you want us to be. Father, by your grace, we also pray that you may provide. Provide for our children. For their school fees, for their school needs, even as the school terms are beginning, we ask that you may meet us at the point of our needs. Lord, you know the frustration in some of our hearts, wanting to provide and being unable. But let your strength be our strength in such a time as this. And by your grace, by your strength, make a way where there seems to be no way. May you strengthen our hearts by your grace through all of the things that we go through, that we may know that to have Christ is gain in all of life, whether we live, whether we depart, when we are sick, when we are strong, to have Christ is gain. We thank you and we bless you. In Jesus' name we have prayed. And everybody says, amen and amen. I want to say to you that you are blessed. Would you speak to your neighbor and bless them? You are blessed in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
You are blessed.
Father, we want to thank you so much for the giving of your people. Receive what has been given. May it be used for your glory. Bless the people that have given, even those that have been unable to give, that next time we will bring together in your house for the work of your kingdom. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Tukubire mukama katonde ngale za amani.
The Lord.
Olwe chigambe echo che tulide.
What we've had.
Ate era twebaze no musumba wa fenengalo.
So the pastor with a hand clap.
Olokututu sake chigambe echo.
For the word we've got.
Ate era twebaze n'omuvunuzi waffe tumukubire engalo ez'amaanyi olw'omulimu ogw'ettendo gw'akoze. Haleluya. Engalo ezisingawo tuzongere Mukama kubanga atusobozesezza okuwulira kati era tulina omukisa
so we have an opportunity
okuteeka mu nkola tuleme kwenyumiriza.
So that we do not boast.
Wabula twebaze Mukama
olw'ekisa. We thank God for the grace.
Kakati tugendeko mu bulango bwaffe.
So let's go in announcement.
Abakyala.
Women.
Tusigaleko emabega.
Please stay behind.
Kati ninnyo.
For a short while.
Kakati mu kaseera kano.
At this moment.
Njawo bajjukiza ntuba n'obubondo.
We have sales.
Mu kifo kino.
In this area.
Tubeera n'akabondo.
We have a sale.
Buli Monday.
Every Monday.
Sawa ziba kumi n'emu.
At 5 p.m.
ezolweggulo
evening
kakati nkujjukiza
I remind you
era nawe ojukize munno nti gezaako okulaba ng'osambyasambyako ojje mu kabondo kubanga ebyokuyiga biba bingi. Olunaku olwokusatu tukuŋŋaanira ensasa ewa mwami Boogere Vincent ku ssaawa 11 ez'olweggulo. Tujja ba tubalindiridde ate era ebyokuyiga n'ebyokwejjukanya biba bingi. Ku lunaku olwokutaano tubeera n'obubondo bubiri, akamu kabeera Nabusugwe ewa musumba Ssenyange ssaawa 10 ez'olweggulo tujja ba tubalindiridde. Gwe togamba nti nze ndiwo ensasa, nze era sigenda Nabusugwe. Sala Nakiyanja, gendako mu sseera. Kakati olunaku olwokutaano era tubeera n'akabondo ejjanda ewa mwami Mudiima Jackson ssaawa 12 ez'olweggulo. Bw'oba olemereddwa okgenda mu kammande ku lwokusatu era ne bikwata ku lwokutaano ssaawa 10 era ne bigaana at least ku 12 funzaako olabe ng'obeerayo ewatali kwonoona budde. Yabba saba tuyimirire ku magulu gaffe twatule ennono yaffe n'ekisa tuluyite olunaku. Ffe ab'e Namugongo Pentecostal Church tuli omu, twagalana, tuli banyiikivu era tuweereza Katonda. We at Namugongo Pentecostal Church, we are one. We love each other. We are diligent and we serve the Lord.
May the grace
of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all now and forevermore. Amen.